In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Happy Monday, everybody. I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And yes, it's a little bit chilly out, but it's at least I hope the lights are on where you are. If some of you are listening in areas outside of Colorado, they may not be. We'll talk about some of that as we go through this first hour today. And most of you noticed over the weekend, I'm assuming as well, that President, former President Trump was acquitted in the impeachment nonsense that was going on. And I'll be honest, folks, I did not spend a lot of time watching or really even paying attention to much of what was going on impeachment-wise because I didn't think it would go very far, which it didn't. It was a lot to do about nothing. I do have something to say about that in a moment. Before that, though, the impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. In the last 2 months, so this is the last 60 days of 2021, so really since Christmas to now, roughly, 30% of couples have fought because one of them did this. In the last 2 months, 30% of couples have fought because one of them did this. I not wear their mask. Beats me. Real quick, one, we're going to talk more about this as well as we go through the show today. This whole mask thing, I know I talk about it a lot because it annoys me so bad. I cannot believe that people in the United States of America have become so conditioned and so easily swayed into literally, even when you're walking outdoors and you're on a sidewalk, to have people put a mask on and move completely to the other side of an area because I guess you're getting near them. Folks, I don't get it. I never thought I'd see the day that we as a society would act like that. But in the last 2 months, 30% of couples have fought because one of them did this. It has to be something virus related. I just don't know what it is. The last 2 months. Maybe somebody voted for Trump and the other didn't. I don't know. Anyways, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Back to Trump, though, and all that went on over the weekend. And the first thought that I had was, number one, this whole impeachment trial and everything that's gone on in the House and in the Senate, it was really just a bunch of hooey, bunch of nonsense. It was ginned up by the left. Trump is still bad orange man. So he's the devil, and we got to make sure that we, you know, get rid of him completely. He's that bad parent that they just want to make sure is punished from now until eternity. Nothing that they did was true or correct or frankly honest. In fact, all the left is right now is full of a bunch of hypocrites, and I mean that sincerely. There was, you know, audio and video played that the folks that were there for Trump, his attorneys, played. They put it together very well. That basically showed all of the times in the past few years that those on the left have done exactly, in fact, I would say not even exactly, worse things than what Trump said. You know, for example, Maxine Waters telling the left to go hunt down conservatives in restaurants and places where they would be, you know, spending their time even with their family and essentially harass them. That's essentially what she said. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she said. And others said the same thing, by the way. It wasn't just her. So these folks on the left, and this is where I'm going to say this. I thought about this all weekend, and I'm still going to say it. The people that voted for any Democrat that is for the impeachment of Trump, you're just as guilty as those politicians that brought forth the impeachment that are a bunch of liars and hypocrites. And I'm using the same analogy that those of you on the left use against Trump supporters. So guess what? Two can play the same game. And I mean that. You all want to cancel literally anyone that's ever voted for Trump or been in his camp, myself included. And yet you all will vote for a bunch of lying, cheating thieves, scumbags. Yes, that's what they are, scumbags. You'll vote for them, and that's fine. Why can't we put you in the same camp as those scumbags that you voted for? You voted for them. It's your fault they're there. We'll talk more as we go through the program today about some of what's going on around the country in regards to energy and power. And I told Charlie today before we came on air that it's an absolute, in my opinion, crime, utter crime, that in the day and age we live in, with all the modern technologies and conveniences that we have, that we live in a day and age whereby there's not enough power or gas to go around. Absolutely asinine and ridiculous that we allow this to go on. But yet, folks, it's because of some of you and some of the friends and family that you have that voted that way, that have bought into all this climate crap, that have not allowed the development of further nuclear plants or coal plants for that matter, or gas-fired plants, or we can go down the list. It's because of you on the left that we have that. This push for quote-unquote green energy, which, by the way, doesn't exist. I'm so tired of even calling it that that I'm not any longer. I'm going to call it what it is. It's still fossil fuel energy because the amount of energy that it takes to build the devices that they are now claiming to be green, which, by the way, are far from it. I've got to come up with another unique name for green energy because it's far from green. In fact, I would go as far as to say, if you look behind the scenes, pull the curtain back and look and see exactly how this quote unquote green energy is made, you'll find that it's probably red energy, i.e. red with the blood of the slaves of the individuals that make the parts that go into this quote-unquote green energy. You know, we've got this movement we've had now for years about not buying blood diamonds from Africa, yet those same individuals that won't buy a blood diamond from Africa have no problem buying blood energy. That's what I'm going to start calling it. It's literally blood energy. It's happening at the expense of human beings all around the world, and yet the left doesn't care, which is one more reason I keep saying this. The left doesn't care anything about you. Despite what they may say, despite what they might tell you, despite the way they may act, deep down, they care nothing about you or the environment for that matter. They play this game where they make it seem like they do, where they act like they do, where they talk like they do. But let me tell you what, folks, they don't. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. They're huge hypocrites. They don't understand common sense. They don't have any common sense, by the way. It left. And unfortunately, those of us that have been on the other side and have done the things that we have needed to do to live life, and maybe some of you listening weren't as involved in politics as you could have been, and some of this stuff slipped through the cracks, well, we're now paying the price for that. Folks in Kansas now are being told, you know, You're having rolling blackouts. It may only be 45 degrees in your house. So what? Suck it up. South Texas, Dallas area, same deal. Parts of Colorado. I noticed last night on 9 News, and we'll talk about this with Jarrett Stepman, but on 9 News last night, part of their articles were there's folks or energy companies here in Colorado that basically yesterday were asking their customers to conserve energy, turn off appliances, not use the dishwasher. On and on we go. Why? Because there's not enough wind and solar to go around, which is what some of those companies bought into. And by the way, most of those companies I'm talking about are some of the mountain electric companies, i.e. Mountain Parks Electric, which most likely is a co-op, which most likely had a bunch of knuckleheads on the co-op that said, oh yeah, let's buy into this crap. And they did. And now their customers are the ones paying for it. Folks, you've been duped. And if you haven't figured that out by now, I feel sorry for you. But you've been duped. The whole country has been duped. The world has been duped. Duped by this claim that there's anything close to what they consider to be green energy. Because let me tell you what. The only green energy is that energy that comes from the ground that by the time we're done with it and there's very little ozone or very little, you know, CO2 and byproducts that even go into the ozone, this whole assumption that you can put a solar panel up or a wind, you know, windmill up and somehow generate better, cleaner power than what you get out of gas, oil, coal, nuclear especially, it's a pipe dream on their part. But they will continue to lie to you every day and tell you that that's the way we need to go. That's green energy. We've got executives all around the globe, folks from Toyota, Tesla, folks that even make the electric vehicles that they're pushing, you know, every day and wanting to mandate by, you know, 2025, 2035, whatever the number is. These executives that build those cars are even telling you this isn't going to work, folks. There's not enough power to go around. That's being proven, by the way, in these cold spells that we have right now. But, you know, global warming's taking over the earth. Not hardly, folks. That's another thing that they continue to lie to your face over. Can't be proven. It doesn't exist. And their green energy, I'm going to start calling it blood energy, which is exactly what it is, because it really comes at the expense of human beings all around the globe, including those right now that are suffering through the cold with no heat or electricity. Golden Eagle Financial is next, folks. Al Smith, which if you're looking to the future, want to know what you do with your finances, how to get there, what to do once you're there, Al can help you with all of that. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor. Give him a call today at 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Barber's Foods had some more of their meat over the weekend, as I typically do, and literally they've got the best meat you'll ever eat, whether it's chicken, pork, beef, Wagyu, buffalo, you name it, they've got it. And literally, it is the best out there, and I mean that sincerely. Find out about their ambassador program I've been talking about lately. Just go to barbersfoods.com, and that's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Craig, if you're still out there, give us a call back. I'll get you right on the phone as quickly as I can. And folks, you know, that last segment, I'm irritated, as you can tell. my heat's on, my gas is on, my lights are on, I'm good. But you know what, as I read through and I hear from others that don't have that, it's a crime. It really is. It's criminal. It's criminal behavior in regards to how we've allowed these things to happen. And by the way, I think these power companies are as much at fault as the politicians are. Craig, you're back. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John. You know how they push this green agenda through fear-mongering?
Yep.
You've got people like Greta Thunberg, and you've got Ocasio-Cortez. If we don't do something about this soon, we're all going to be dead. And, you know, you got hippies, and the hypocrisy people are people like John Kerry, flying around on a jet, talking about global warming, but yep. Yet he's out there flying around, and then he rationalizes it through, well, you know, I can't sail around the world. I have to fly.
Right. Right. No, Craig, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's one of those things where, as I say all the time, you know, in this particular case, and it's very, very true when it comes to quote-unquote green energy, and I think we lost Craig. Charlie, I'll let him call back. But what's happened with this, you know, I'm going to keep calling it blood energy, is the only buddy that wins are the folks that are at the top of the pyramid. This is a scam like none others, and if you look at any other scams that have ever happened in history, the only buddy that wins in a scam is the guy at the top of the scam. The folks at the bottom don't win. They're called the suckers. They're the ones that lose. Folks, you're the loser. You're the sucker. The folks at the top that are perpetuating this scam, they're going to be just fine. They can fly around in their jet, no problem. It's the folks at the bottom that get hurt. That's typically the way scams work. It's always the way scams work. John, you're up, sir.
Hey, so you'll love this. I spoke to you Saturday. I'm looking southeast from my house. I could see that huge wind farm they built in southeast
right.
Cheyenne for Fort Collins and Poudre Valley Authority. The windmills were not even turning yesterday and Saturday. There was no wind. So because the air is so dense,
right.
When it's cold,
right.
There's no wind.
Right.
So they were turning. So, of course, now they got to figure out where they're going to get that electric off the grid. Same thing in Texas. They froze up.
Right. They're frozen. Literally, they're iced up.
Yep. And they probably didn't, you know, the ones here are not frozen because they anticipated cold weather climate, probably putting heaters in the rotors. But did they do that in Texas?
I'm guessing not. And, you know, I was reading some of the Facebook posts today, and somebody had posted, somebody had posted one of the pictures where it's a literal picture of a helicopter shooting de-icing agent just like you would all over an airplane, which, by the way, is glycol. And so they're shooting that all over the turbine blades to try to get them de-iced. And yet, John, there are stupid enough people out there to basically say, yeah, hey, that's okay. That's great because that, you know, once they get back up and running, it far exceeds the amount of energy that it took to de-ice the blades. So it's, you know, it's all good. That's literally, John, how stupid people have gotten.
You know, and if you look, if the federal government and the state governments did not subsidize wind and solar,
it wouldn't exist today, John.
No, they would have figured out probably 15 years ago how to reduce the cost. That's the real thing.
Yeah. No, you're 100%. I mean, the subsidies don't work. We've proven that over and over again. You're giving crack cocaine to something just like you would a drug addict, and it doesn't work. It just it really magnifies and makes things worse, John. It doesn't make it any better. You know, let the free market determine. And really, in our country here, why in the world we're not building more nuclear plants and working off of that to really have really, really true clean energy? That's it, but the lefties will never allow it.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. I don't know if you've been following this. Wyoming's in a fight with Washington and because they won't let us transport the Wyoming coal, which is some of the cleanest coal in the world.
Right.
To the ports, because we want to sell it to China and Korea and all those Asian countries. And there's a big court case going on. It's going on for years. It's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. because they're saying, no, we don't want your dirty coal to go through our state, so you can't ship your coal out. And they're like, no, that's a violation of, I think,
that would be probably an interstate commerce law that they would be violating and not allowing that, John. Yeah, and by the way, they will lose that when it goes to the Supreme Court.
Yep, and what's great is our coal here, like in Cheyenne, where I live, and, you know, it's all coal energy comes out of the power plants in Gillette. And if you go there, the only thing coming out of those smokestacks right now with the technology they put in is water vapor. It's the only thing left. They've learned how to clean the exhaust from the coal burning to generate the power to a point where the only thing goes into the atmosphere is water vapor.
Right.
So, I know that one power plant was built up here, and the utility company put a second single-stage gas-fired generator power. But when it got weather like this, they could turn that on and provide extra power, but companies aren't building gas or coal anymore.
No.
Because that was the biggest thing with Trump, is he let them build them, the ones that are being built, but I don't know if you've ever heard, and this is the classic government screwing the locals, is the Shoreham Project in Long Island. Did you ever hear about
that? No, I have not.
Well, this is classic. So if you look at a map of Long Island, New York, you know where it goes to the two forks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so way out there, it's at a place called Shoreham. In the late 80s, early 90s, Wilco said, we need more power. We can't get it. We're going to build a nuclear plant. So they went and they spent $5 billion, built the nuclear plant, and by the time they got it to the certain point where it was ready to come online, the governments had changed, and the state of New York refused to give them an operating license. Wait, this got better. So now you have a $5 billion rock, and the utility turned around and said, if we can't operate this, we're going to have to raise our utility rates higher than Hawaii to cover the cost of that, because they got to offset that cost. The state took over the electric utility on Long Island so they could sell tax-free municipal bonds to cover the cost. They never brought it online. So, when you say build nuclear plants, it's a great idea. But in the 5 to 7 years it takes to go from breaking ground, what if the government changes and they say, no, we don't want it anymore? So,
great point. No, John, great point. I mean, you're spot on. I'll run to Dennis. John, thanks as always for calling. You always had some great insight, and I appreciate that. Dennis in Denver, you're next.
Hey, John, I think you're taking the wrong tact with this. This is the best thing that could have ever happened to clean energy.
What, showing how fallible it actually is, I guess I should say?
Absolutely. If you can believe reports on the news, the windmills out in Texas and Kansas are so cold that they can't turn.
Right.
So when these liberals don't have enough power for their computers or laptops, when they're freezing their you-know-what off.
Their arses off.
Maybe they will have a change of heart.
Well, and somebody just texted in and said, prove what I'm saying when it comes to, windmills, solar panels, and the like. And so I just quickly did a research. I mean, this is where I don't understand why the left can't do this, why they're always asking me to give them the data when they could easily, Dennis, go look it up for themselves, basically because they don't want to prove that they're wrong. They want me to do it for them, I guess. So I looked up, and basically this is a typical wind generator, just one wind generator. It really depends on its output, how much the wind turns or how much the wind blows, how much it turns in that particular area. And this is stuff coming out of the European Union. Essentially, one turbine can, now that's a big can, I think, Dennis, because there's a lot of ifs that go in that, but best case scenario, it can power about 1,500 homes. So I just did the math and figured out Denver proper has about, 350,000 homes or so. Not the whole metro area, just Denver itself. That means you need 225 turbines just for the city of Denver alone to meet the power demand of those rooftops, not counting all of the businesses and everything else that have to now, you know, in other words, Dennis, that 225 only does the homes. It doesn't even do everything else that a city needs to run on. And that's 225. Where do you put 225 of those stupid things?
Well, and how many wind farms have you driven by where less than half of the wind turbines are actually operating?
Most, by the way, Dennis, and to your point, I mean, I've driven past those things for years, whether it's here, California, Kansas, wherever. Yep, to your point, half at any given time that I've driven by, I've never driven by where they're all functional.
Exactly. How much power can a solar panel generate when it's 15 below and it's covered with multiple inches of snow?
That's an easy answer, Dennis. Zero. None.
Huh, but it's clean energy.
Yeah, it's really clean because there's nothing coming out of it. Zilch.
Right. On a side note, do you know if Boulder is having any effects? Because they kicked XL Energy to the curb several years ago and wanted to go 100% green energy.
I don't know how they fare. I haven't seen anything where they fared any differently along the metro area than the rest of us. It looks to me like some of the other utilities, some of the Eastern Plain utilities and some of the mountain utilities, Dennis, are in worse shape than they are, believe it or not.
Well, it's only a matter of time till Boulder gets theirs.
Well, and unfortunately, as I said earlier when I opened up the show, the losers in all of this, Dennis, are the folks that really have no say, that are just trying to irk out a living, that have no other means to heat their homes other than flipping a switch or turning on the furnace. They've got no other ability to sustain themselves. Those are the ones that at the end of the day will get hurt. No offense, guys like you and I, we'll figure out ways around all this and we'll be just fine. It's those folks that I'm fearful for.
Exactly, especially the seniors.
Yeah, exactly. Where, you know, they have no ability to do anything about this other than turn on a thermostat or flip a switch. They're the ones that really get hurt. Guys like us, no offense, Dennis, you and I will figure it out. We'll be fine. It's those people I worry about.
Sure. But at the same time, it amazes me how many seniors are as liberal as they are.
They're brainwashed, Dennis. I hate to say that, but literally they've been brainwashed by the left. The left has literally sold them the scam called green energy that I'm now going to call blood energy. It's the biggest scam known to mankind ever. Complete, utter scam.
Thanks, John. Stay warm.
Thanks, Dennis. You do the same. And, folks, we're going to talk more about this with Jared Stettman in a minute, but trust me, folks, this is literally the largest scam perpetrated upon mankind, I'm going to say, ever in the history. And folks, I'm here to tell you, it's going to do nothing but get worse. All these pundits and all these people that are out there telling you that it's going to get better as we gain more and more technology, let me tell you what, it hasn't happened. There hasn't been any new advancement when it comes to windmills. There hasn't been any advancements when it comes to the solar panel end of things. It's not worthwhile, folks. This is, again, one of the, if not the biggest scams foisted upon mankind. It's nothing but one big, huge money grab for the folks that are up top, and that's typically how a scam works. It's always how a scam works. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my good friend, would love to help you with your insurance needs. And folks, right now, you better make sure you're insured properly. Home, auto, life, make sure that you're covered across the board. Give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, and if you're having a hard time seeing out of the windshield, you've got a crack or pits, or you know that glare is where you just can't see any longer, have Novus fix that windshield. They can replace it, fix the crack, whatever's needed. They're there for you, and they'll handle all of your vision needs. You can find a location at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S. Again, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure that your will, your estate is in order. Michael can do that for you, and it's easy. He's a phone call away. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Register now for a free workshop with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m., dinner included. Reserve your seat at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So some of you may be even wondering, what does a wind turbine actually cost? They're usually around $1.3 million per megawatt. So a 2 to 3 megawatt wind turbine would be in the $2 to $4 million range. So those of you maybe that were wondering that, there's your answer. Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal. How are you, Jarrett?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Well, I'm actually warm. At least the power here is on where there are parts of the country right now, Kansas, Texas, and others, where it may very well not be on right now because of I'm going to start calling it, Jared, not green energy, but blood energy, because if you really look at the backstory of green energy and what it takes to actually make some of what they consider to be green energy, it's like the blood diamonds of Africa. It's really blood energy.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. And unfortunately, I think, especially with the change in the presidency, I think we're going to see a real war on essentially the fuels that keep the American economy going, keep us with the level of energy and power that we're used to, that I think has really been booming the last few years. We're going to see, unfortunately, somewhat of a reversal of that. And I think a lot of people right now are very much appreciating the energy that they have, if they still have it in large parts of the country.
There was some bulletins even that went out here with some of our local news stations yesterday, Jarrett, where even in Colorado, which we have an abundance of, you know, natural gas, and really energy-wise, we're in pretty good shape, except for some of these power companies and the way that they buy power and where it comes from. Some of these co-ops have of course, and I don't know all the inner workings of this, but essentially they've agreed to buy, you know, X amount of power from this person, X amount of power from that person, because of the way they've sliced and diced, and the reality is they're buying wind and solar power. Well, yesterday, because of our cold temperatures and the covering of solar panels and the fact there wasn't any wind blowing, so the wind turbines aren't turning, basically they sent out a bulletin to a lot of customers saying, you know, reduce energy because we may not have enough to go around. And Jarrett, I said this before I came on air today with Charlie, my engineer, I cannot believe that we live in a day and age with all of the modern technologies we've got, we're the most free, at least I think anyways, free country in the world that really set the stage when it comes to these things. There is no reason in the United States of America that there ever needs to be a rolling blackout anywhere in this entire country, and yet that's what we're experiencing as we speak.
You're right about that. I think that the case in point is the state of California, which now gets hit by frequent brownouts and blackouts. I know my parents, who still live in California, experience this, especially in the summer hot months, which is just inexcusable, especially when you consider how we are in large parts of the country having an energy boom. I mean, the price of gas has gone down, the amount of drilling and the innovative techniques for drilling has absolutely exploded. The energy market, of course, the shale oil market has exploded. And yet, I think because of a lot of dysfunctional policies in places like California, you have what we assume is a first world country, a very high functioning, the richest country on earth, the richest state in that country, that experiences things that you wouldn't expect. That I think even our grandparents' generation would say, well, that's just not possible. That was not something that would happen to their grandparents. I think that that's the way a lot of people look at it. And it's really a disgraceful thing. It shows how bad policies really impact people's lives.
Jared, I can remember going to Haiti some 20-plus years ago to help some missions and missionaries there, you know, do some work on vehicles and different things. And I can remember being there on that island and being told specifically that, okay, typically these are when we have our, you know, brownouts or blackouts. So if you need electricity, make sure you get X done before X, because between, you know, 2 and 6 p.m., you're liable to not have any power, or between, you know, whatever they happen to have going on at that particular time of day. And I thought to myself, okay, I get that. It's a third world country, you know, okay, understandable. But yet now, Jarrett, that's where we're now living in the United States of America, and it's like we're living in a third world country. It's unexcusable.
It really does feel like that. That's what I felt when I heard my parents talking about the blackouts they had, especially, you know, at a lot of times where they are having a really terrible weather, where they have very hot weather, where they have very cold weather, where it actually impacts people who, you know, especially those who are elderly or those who are sensitive to heat or cold, how that impacts them at those times. It's really inexcusable, especially when you consider, I mean, we really are a tremendously wealthy country in many ways, but when you have bad policies, you have broken policies, and especially the attitude that we have toward energy, a lot of illogical policies, that's the product of it, where you have some of the richest zip codes in the country surrounded by places that are going through rolling blackouts and brownouts. It's a sign of dysfunction.
Yeah, it's actually maddening. You know, I think, Jarrett, that a lot of us on our side are really just kind of sad. You know, we'll sit around, we'll watch what happens. And, you know, we know that, you know, I believe this is one of the biggest scams perpetuated upon mankind ever. I really, truly believe it's a scam, because scams only benefit the folks at the top, Jarrett. Everybody else underneath gets hurt. And if you look at what's going on in the country right now, even with these rolling brownouts, blackouts, and the things we have going on, literally, it's a scam. The only body getting hurt are those that are at the bottom of the pyramid. Everybody at the top, the John Kerrys of the world that can fly around in their private jet and preach this garbage, they're fine, but everybody else suffers. And I'll tell you what, Jarrett, I am ticked today, as you can tell, because this is a bunch of crap.
Well, you should be angry about it. I think it reminds me of especially an Obama-era scandal, the Solyndra scandal, which essentially was a green company that actually was based, again, in California, which was a politically connected one, a one that got a lot of subsidies for energy that essentially wasn't fulfilling the needs of the people of the state of California or elsewhere. This was essentially a cash giveaway. I mean, that's what it amounted
to. Literally.
A lot of these policies.
Really, real quick, Jarrett, real quick. This was the Enron of solar, literally, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was a massive scandal. Unfortunately, a lot of people, I think, have forgotten about it. I've driven past Solyndra a few times, and it makes my blood boil what they did. I mean, These are the kind of policies. It's, again, it's throwing money at the politically connected. Of course, it has an ideological element because there's a huge number of people who believe in environmentalism and these policies. But a lot of it simply ends up being basically a scam. It's like they're selling snake oil. And I don't have a problem necessarily with green energy or renewable energy sources. I think there's absolutely a place for them. But a lot of them use their influence in government to essentially manipulate the market, manipulate things so that they essentially enrich themselves,
right,
while the overall product is a bad one for
the American people. Yeah, the rest of the people suffer. And again, I'm a techno freak guy. I mean, I love technology of any kind, Jared, and I'm all for it. And I'm all for new types of, you know, technology and energy and things that we can use, everything from thermal energy in the earth itself, you know, to help heat homes and cool homes. I mean, I can go down the list. I mean, I think there's a lot of cool things out there that we really haven't even fine-tuned yet. But I have a problem when we're picking winners and losers. So in other words, if the free market allows those things to come along and there's enough benefit that people will buy it without you and I as taxpayers having to write the checks, then I'm all for it. But if you and I as taxpayers are having to write the checks for this stuff and it doesn't hold on its own, then I'm totally against it.
Same here. And I think that it's unfortunate, especially, again, as we do have a changing of the guard in the White House and in Congress. We do have a lot more, of course, those in political power who want to basically reverse what has been an energy revolution. The last few years have been a lot of innovative technologies that allowed us to tap into previous energy sources that we couldn't get to previously. And it's created an incredible economic boom. It's been an absolute boom to American foreign policy, made us more energy independent. And I think it's really disappointing right now to see us reversing those things. I mean, putting another moratorium on drilling. Canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing a lot of jobs, and canceling essentially something that was a huge economic benefit to the American people. To see that reversal, especially as many Americans now are suffering because of the dramatic weather we're experiencing in large parts of the country, that's the product of it. I mean, the amount of growth that we get from this free market system allows us to push on past many of these challenges that we face. And by manipulating those markets, they're making it more difficult for us to address.
That's right. And where I know this is maybe a little bit of a rabbit trail, Jared, but I think it does still play into everything we're talking about. You know, all the amounts of time, energy, and effort that we as a country, say we collectively, because it's not been you and me, but, you know, the powers that be have spent on quote unquote, you know, green energy, I call it blood energy now. If you look at the amount of time and energy that's spent on that, and yet, to my knowledge, we've built no new hydro dams to have hydro power, which, by the way, is probably the cleanest energy we could ever have beyond anything we could ever imagine. We've done nothing to build more hydro. We've done nothing to build anything nuclear. We literally, Jarrett, could have taken all of the amount of energy and time we've spent on wind and solar and done desalinization on all of our coastlines, thereby filling up some of the reservoirs that we've got to then, you know, in other words, we'd fill the reservoirs by not using as much of that natural water that's flowing downstream because we can desalinate from the ocean and feed all of the cities and things along the way that are now being fed out of the natural water that comes out of the Colorado River, for example. There's so many ways we could have offset and done the things to get us where we're at today, but we have squandered that on stupid things, in my opinion, like wind and solar.
Oh, we absolutely have. And I hate to use California all the time as the example, but it really is an example of how bad things have gotten. I mean, look at California's infrastructure. Almost all of it was built 50 years plus years ago. I mean,
right.
When you talk about
right.
the dams and reservoirs, that's a time when California was truly the golden state, was laying the foundation of what would be the richest state in the union. But it's been half a century since these things have happened. Unfortunately, because of a lot of bad environmental policies, a lot of, I think, nonsensical ideological projects like the bullet train to nowhere that they've been trying to build for 20 years in California between LA and San Francisco that will go nowhere again. They basically allowed these projects that our grandparents and great grandparents started long ago, leaving them fallow, leaving the state unable to cope with the energy demands that it has now. And I think we're absolutely seeing in California that's coming to the whole country. I mean, what happens there doesn't stay
there,
unfortunately.
That's right.
And we're going to see these bad effects throughout the United States.
I agree. And again, you look at California being one of the huge users of the water coming out of the Colorado River in some of the basins that we have even here in our state, in Utah, and on down the line we go. And you look at what they could have been doing to supplement their own water use and allowing some of that water to stay upstream, fill up reservoirs, build more dams, build more hydro. There's so many things, Jarrett, in the last 30, 40 years we could have been doing to even make us more energy dependent than we even are now. We literally would be the shining star in the sky of countries when it comes to that, yet we've squandered all of that because of what you said.
We've absolutely squandered it. I mean, I do hope that there's going to be a turnaround. I think, unfortunately, many people, especially in California and elsewhere, are getting a rude awakening to the reality of what these bad policies have done. But there needs to be a turnaround. I mean, look, if previous generations did this and they molded what became the great United States, we are certainly capable of the same thing. It just requires a different outlook and a different attitude toward these things. And I think, I do hope that that'll eventually come, especially as people suffer, I think, really negative economic consequences in their own lives. They see this in their own pocketbook. I think that changes people's tunes when they do see the reality of these bad ideas.
I agree. Jarrett, it's always a joy talking to you. Unfortunately, not as joyous today just because of what's going on, and it really is disheartening. Makes you mad. We've got people, literally seniors even right now in some of these areas, that are going to be suffering through these, you know, this next 24 to 48 hours with no heat, no electricity. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, Jarrett, we'll have some deaths that come out of this, and it's a tragedy because that should not be happening. It's all avoidable.
We should, and I think we have a right to be angry about it and to be frustrated, and I hope it produces some actual change in the long run and some different change in attitude and policy from a lot of leaders and politicians around this country.
Likewise. Jarrett, thanks. Daily Signal, I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care. Daily Signal, again, find Jarrett there, and always spot on. I appreciate Jarrett and always what he has to say. Ascent Health Center is next, folks. Get yourself dialed in health-wise. We talk about a lot of things on this show. Health is a big one to me. If you don't feel healthy, you're not as productive. You're not as fun to be around. It's not as fun for your family. I mean, I can go down the list. Make yourself feel better, and it's doable. Dr. Julie can help you with that. So if there's just something in your life that you just think, listen, I can't pinpoint this, let her help. 303-343-8800. Find her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, a good shop, folks. If you've been involved in an accident, I know things were slippery over the weekend, even again this morning, and we got more weather coming in middle of the week. If you find yourself in an accident, things need to get fixed on your vehicle, a good shop is there to help. And don't forget, you can have your vehicle towed if in an accident and it's undrivable, right to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, "The first thing you do is find a good shop." Even back then, Al saw the way corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process, so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
Register now for a free retirement planning workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at the Littleton Cafe. Dinner included, Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Mike and Golden joining us now. Mike, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Thank you. Doing an awesome job with the show.
Thanks, Mike.
I got to differ with you with a couple of points, but I think you're on the right track in pointing out that there is a dark and hidden problem with the green energy that we really need to address. I don't think it's an issue of cost. Solar energy and wind energy, from the actual measurable metrics of what makes energy expensive, are rather cheap. The Department of Energy quantifies this stuff with their levelized cost of energy. But the problem is that we're losing control of the manufacturing ability to be able to make things that have rare earth element semiconducting layers, things that have rare earth element motors and rare earth element magnets. And probably the problem is that solar energy is a little bit too cheap and wind energy is a little bit too cheap right now. And if we don't have domestic manufacturing for rare earth elements in the United States, because right now China controls about 97% of that market,
right,
and they're grabbing control of that market all over Africa, all over South America,
right,
then we will find ourselves at an incredible disadvantageous point in this economic war that we're entering into with China and eventually with Russia.
Yeah, and by the way, Mike, everything you said, I agree. The only thing that maybe you and I would have to do some more, you know, conversation back and forth on is, does the Department of Energy, because I've read some of those studies, but I can't ever figure out if they're really even putting the lifespan, the labor that it takes to redo those things, the average cost of maintenance on both sides, wind and solar. I get what you're saying, and I'm not gonna deny that, but over time, is there still a savings when it's all said and done, when you know that solar panels are good for 10, and if you get 20 years out of a wind turbine, you're doing really good?
So, yeah, you have a good point. It depends how they measure it.
And I'm just asking the question. I've not seen them, you know, come back and say, yeah, we can get this initial thing built for X, but I've never seen them come back and say, okay, well, but after the lifespan is over and that life cycle is finished and we now have to figure out how to dispose of those items and or rebuild and or whatever it happens to be, I've never seen that equation, and I'd love to see it.
Well, you're definitely right, but we do the same game with coal and we do the same game with nuclear. We do the same game.
Yeah, the only difference, though, Mike, there is we know those plants will run 50-plus years with no problem.
Oh, absolutely true. We have a very good impact. We have a very good understanding of the engineering results of that. But what we don't understand so well are the public health impacts of this. So, for instance, coal, a great energy source, is fantastic. Natural gas is incredible. Natural gas is probably a reason why, in this cold winter day, all these houses in Denver are nice and warm.
That's right.
Because they're not electric.
That's right.
They're gas heated.
You got
natural it. Gas has allowed us to move away from coal. It's been a fantastic energy source. It'll probably be with us for another 100 years.
Agreed.
However, not all energy is natural gas. And unfortunately, natural gas and coal and nuclear all use water to run these heat engines. Whereas these water-free methods, and I'm admitting, solar and wind are not mature technologies. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. The question is, if this is indeed part of the future of our energy package, do we control the means of manufacturing this?
Amen. Yes, no, and Mike, you know me. I've said this numerous times. You know, I'm a guy that loves technology, and I am not opposed to any kind of new technology. What I want, though, is for it to stand on its own 2 feet, and I, as a taxpayer, not subsidizing it on a regular basis.
Oh, of course. Of course. The question is, you know, look, we have to hold that standard to all forms of energy.
Agree.
In nuclear, we're still using Homeland Security to guard nuclear
Agree.
Waste from the 1970s.
Agree.
Okay, so we have to apply that standard to everything. And we have to also be careful that it doesn't get too political. These ultimately are engineering problems or economic
yes.
problems. They shouldn't be politically impacted.
I agree.
Politics is a way of ruining good engineering. But this issue of us not having any means of manufacturing rare earth elements
yep.
should worry the hell out of
me. I agree. Mike, I got to run to break. But no, you are, Mike, I got to run. You're spot on, though. I'll leave it at that. He is 100% correct. And again, I would love to know more on some of the cost-benefit analysis of that. And Mike, if you want to send me anything, I'd love to read it or get you back on even as we continue to talk about that. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. When it comes to your vehicle needs, they've got you covered. Shop online at purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purifoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveland and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. That's it for this first hour. Mike, again, thank you so much, and we'll talk more as we go through the show here in a little bit. Matt Peel going to join us here in a moment, though. He's sort of our workout expert. We're going to talk about hypertension and why that's dangerous. So we'll shift gears in a moment. We'll come right back. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.